Rats on Rafts, that's your band name?
Yes.
And you are one, two, three, four guys?
Yes.
You are David, the singer, and I guess you also play the guitar, don't you?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
A lot of guitars in your band. That's a
good
thing.
Yeah, three guitars.
Then there's Arnaud?
Arnaud, yeah.
Arnaud, Florian, and Joris, the drummer.
Exactly.
Since when do you exist as a band?
We've been together for about 10 years now.
So when you've been 15?
Yeah, 15, 16, we started on the... at that time, we just wanted to be in a band, but none of us could actually play an instrument, so we kind of... We looked at Florian and we said he looked like a bassist, so we decided he should play bass guitar. And that's kind of how we got everyone to play a different instrument. We borrowed guitars and that kind of stuff, and then we went into a practice place and started to learn to play without having any lessons or anything of that kind.
Till today, none of you had ever had a lesson?
Well, I think Florian eventually had a lesson or two, but that was after he could already play, so he just wanted to learn a little bit more.
He's the bass player.
Yeah. Mm. All of us, I've never had a lesson in my life, and Arnaud and Joris either. We learned to play from friends, probably, so I guess that's a lesson as well, but somebody would teach you a different chord and then you tried to play that for weeks, and then eventually you'd just look at the Ramones and stuff like that and see what they were playing and try to copy that.
Yeah, there are a lot of possibilities with YouTube, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowadays.
Mm. But for drums it's a bit different. We really needed some time to figure out how to use the drums. And I guess Joris started playing the drums using a track from The Cure called The Forest. That's what he started to drum along with, and he kind of picked it up from there.
But how did you decide who's going to play which instrument? So did everybody of you tried every instrument and then said, okay, I prefer the guitar, I'm more talented with the drums? Or
No, it was kind of a case of I already had a guitar. I was the only one who had one. And Arnaud really liked playing guitar and borrowed one from somebody. So we kind of decided, yeah, then I guess both of us will play guitar. And we said Florian, we told Florian that he looked like a bass player and that he should probably be the bass player.
Okay. Let me think. I don't know, how does bass players look like? Are they the most attractive? Or I don't
I'm not sure either, but he did look like one. It just made sense. When I remember saying that in school, we were all in school together, and I said to him, you know, you look like a bass player. I think you should play the bass. And then Arnaud looked at him and said, yeah, you do look like a bass player. And that was a really, really weird thing, but it worked out. He's a really great bass player.
Because he looks like one.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Yeah, I wonder if it's a compliment.
He wears it well. And the drummer came along a bit later. We had a different drummer in the first few months of our band who could actually play, but he decided to leave us probably because we were quite a horrible band at that moment. We could not play anything, really. And then Joris joined us, the drummer, and he was unable to play anything as well. So, yeah, and that's 10 years ago, so we've kind of learned a bit along the way.
Yeah, your band name, Rats on Rafts, in German would mean Ratten auf Holz flößen, so rats on the water. And yeah, normally rats are seen as quite ugly and dirty animals, you know. But
yes.
Yeah, I think you are not ugly, definitely, but maybe you are dirty, I don't know. Why are you rats? I mean, it's quite a negative metaphor.
Probably because that's only the only name we could come up with that we all liked 10 years ago. I still wonder someday why we are called Rats and Rafts. But it's probably because of a bit of the raw element of music we liked at that time, which is usually comes along with rats. But Rats and Rafts is a funny name, you know. It was a I'm half Irish, and the name comes from a stew the Irish would make in the time that the English had conquered Ireland, and the people had nothing to eat. They'd make a stew and use rat meat in it, and that's what they called Rats on Rafts.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
So it's kind of funny like that.
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with rafts themselves or the water.
Well, have you ever had an Irish stew? Have you ever had that for dinner? Or an English stew? An Irish stew?
Yes, once in my life, yeah.
It's kind of like, most of the time, it's kind of like a soupish dish. So the most of your food is kind of like floating in it.
Okay. I see. Mm-hmm. So the rat meat is swimming. More
yes,
or less in the
exactly.
soup. Okay. Yeah, that's funny. But you have to explain a lot.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you want to explain it.
That's true, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought of legends like, or stories like, we are the last survivors after the flute or something like this, you know. The rats, they are brilliant survivors.
Okay. It's kind of like when we're from Rotterdam in Holland, so... people from Amsterdam call us cockroaches because we tend to survive everything.
Okay.
And that's how we, in terms of the other really weird things, we call them. So, yeah, you know.
So you are the hardest people.
Yeah. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, you just say it. You come from Rotterdam. So Rotterdam is known as one of the most important port cities in the world. Or one of the biggest ports in the world. What else is special on that city? So I don't know Rotterdam.
Well, nowadays it seems to be very important for its architecture because it's quite modern. Of course, as you might know, or might not know, during the Second World War, the entire city center of Rotterdam was probably one of the worst bombings during the war. It was completely flattened. So they built up the city after the war, and then again after that, they decided to knock down those buildings again and build them up again. So it's not like Amsterdam or Delft or any of those typical canal cities in Holland. It's quite modern and quite big in that sense. And that's it's built around the harbor as well. It's got a really big harbor, so it's kind of like a working class city in a modern sense, like trying to look like New York or something.
Yeah, it looks
failing
quite,
a bit.
It looks quite rich, maybe. Or
well, that's it's not rich at all. Only the center
it
is
just
rich.
Looks like, yeah.
Yeah, and the center looks a bit rich because of those big buildings and a lot of big companies are in those, but surrounding the center, a lot of probably more poor places. It's I'd say compared to, I think it's got one of the highest criminal rates and that kind of stuff in Holland. But it's not as bad as people think it is. Really, I never really have any problems. None of my friends do either. It's just I guess a lot of I tend to meet a lot of people who are from Amsterdam and places like that who think Rotterdam is a bit scary. But it's not really. It's more boring than scary.
No, okay. But you have your roots there and you are really rooted there as well. So you love your city, I guess?
Yeah, definitely, of course. Yeah, I've been brought up in different parts of the city and every part of the city is completely different. Which I think is the most interesting thing about it. Even though it's not that big at all, it's, I'd say, I don't know how many people would live in Freiburg?
About 200,000. It's quite small.
It's bigger than that, but a lot of German cities will, big German cities will be a lot bigger than Rotterdam.
Yes.
I think Rotterdam holds about 1 million people or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in Holland, everything is really small.
Yeah, I think so. Except Amsterdam. How many people live there? I don't know.
Yeah, probably a bit over 1 million, mm-hmm. I think. Say, in terms, you'd actually think that Rotterdam was bigger than Amsterdam. But for some reason, it's not. So, yeah.
Mm. How does the life in Rotterdam influence your music? I mean, yeah. I think wherever you live, it has some influences to your art or what you are doing and thinking.
Yes, definitely. We discovered... I'm half Irish, like I mentioned before, so... When I was growing up, I dreamt to move into Ireland eventually. But when I was about probably 14 or something, 15, I discovered that there was a lot of cool music that came from our city as well. I think there was a huge punk scene here with bands like the Rondos and Willy Nilly and stuff like that, which really seemed to kind of communicate to us in a way that we'd be able to say that something good was from our city, and we were quite proud of that. So we kind of had a feeling that there was stuff coming from our city, at least in the history of the city, that we could really relate to. And then we discovered a band called Keem, that's K-I-E-M, and they were kind of like, they used all these metal parts from ships, which is a very Rotterdamish thing to do, and they made music with use of that as a drum kit, and they looked like three gobbers, the later house kind of music that came from Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm. So the music is quite rough and a bit harder than other places, would you say so?
Yeah, I'm not
because
sure.
Of the sea, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's a good way of putting it. But it might also be that the music I like that's from the city is the rougher music, yeah. The problem in Holland is probably mainly that a lot of bands are very boring. They tend to not take any risks,
mm-hmm.
which is a bit, yeah, it tends to make, it's kind of like the music from Belgium is also usually quite boring. Sounds nice, but not very interesting. Too much from the head, too less from the heart.
They have one great band, and that's Deus. I really love them. Yeah, but I don't know any other bands from Belgium.
Well, they had a few new wave-ish bands that were interesting, but not much. I think Names were a great band. No, I haven't heard much from Belgium, really.
Yeah. But neither I haven't heard very much about Dutch bands, so that's the same
exactly.
thing for me. So the whole area, yeah, it's a bit dark for us, I guess. But would you say Rotterdam is kind of capital of post-punk music or punk music in Netherlands?
Well, they have in post-punk wasn't that big in Holland in general, I think. Well, they didn't have a lot of really interesting bands. There are a few, and Keem is definitely one of the more original bands because they did something that was completely different. It's kind of like a German band called Kowalski, is it, or is it not German? Are they
Kowalski?
Is they not German?
Maybe. Yeah.
Not sure.
I don't know
really.
Them. I have to admit. Yeah.
And they were kind of like into the same kind of thing. To come back to, it's probably more the punk music that was big in Rotterdam in like the end of the 70s, start of the 80s. And that's where the interesting things came from. After that, I don't think there was that much here.
Mm.
Right? But there's a good few, like nice Dutch bands. Like, of course, everybody knows The X,
mm-hmm.
which is a Dutch band from Warmer Fear, which is a small place. Have you ever heard of The X?
Yeah.
They're famous.
Yeah.
Probably punk, post-punk band. That's about it.
Are you hoping that you will be famous one day? Internationally?
No, I don't really care.
The hope, I mean. You don't care, okay. So you don't like to, you don't want to be...
Well, I just like to play a lot of places, and I like to play to people, but I'd not want to be, like, huge and famous. Plus, I don't think with the kind of music that we make, it's possible for a band to become quite famous.
Yeah, maybe you one day you can live out of your music.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about your record, the first one.
Yeah.
Isn't it? The Moon is Big. The name, Der Mond ist groß. It will be released in some weeks, in February, right?
Yes, that's true. In February, it will be released in Germany.
Okay.
And we're really looking forward to that because we're going on this quite... we're going to play Germany for about a week, then or a week and a half.
Yeah, that's also the reason why you will visit us in Freiburg. It's a slow club. So. Small and really nice pub in Freiburg. Yeah, where else will you be in Germany?
I'm not actually sure where exactly, but I thought I read München, thought Leipzig or Dresden, and Hamburg, Berlin, and probably Köln.
Okay, yeah, that are really the biggest cities in Germany, so I'm wondering now why Freiburg is in between. But I'm glad you will come here.
I'd like to play in every place. I really enjoy being on tour and playing a lot of different places. We went to a place called Darmstadt a few times, and it's really small, but we had a really great time there. So
yeah, there's also university, and this could be a reason why many people come to your concerts.
Isn't Freiburg
as well? Yes. Yeah. A lot of students, a lot of young people live here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's always very important for music.
Yeah, I've seen on your website you've got a really impressive list of tour dates, especially in Netherlands, of course. But yeah, many, many cities I've never heard of. So must be quite small Dutch cities.
Yeah, Holland has a lot of very small places, but it's a small country, but it holds about 17 million people. So it's like all the big cities are within an hour's driving distance. Amsterdam, Rotterdam. Mm-hmm.
So maybe there are a lot of people who will visit several shows and drive from city to city to see you, maybe.
Well, Dutch people are really lazy, so. See, that's the thing. There's a big difference even in England or America or Germany. People tend to travel more to see a band. And in Holland, if I'd have to go to Amsterdam to see a band, and that's only an hour on the train or something, that would really be a big thing.
Okay.
You really want them to come to your city.
So that's why you have to travel to their villages.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay, your debut record, The Moon is Big, again. On the cover we can see a skyline, I guess it's the skyline of Rotterdam, isn't it?
Yes, that's true, yeah.
And a melon as moon.
Yeah,
why
true.
That?
Coincidence, really. We wanted, the idea was to have Rotterdam on it because it was very important for us. And... We were kind of like putting parts together because we wanted there to be a moon on it, and then I was sitting in a cafe or a bar with someone, and we were drawing our idea out, and somebody was drinking something with a piece of lemon or something in it, and we just put part of the lemon on the piece of paper, and it looked really good, so we decided that would be it. It's really a coincidence, but it looks funny.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And there are ants on the sleeve as well. But they were actually really in the picture that was taken from the melon.
I have to check them out again. Okay.
But the melon is like the moon.
Uh-huh. And it's really big, yeah, like the title says. Is the moon bigger in Rotterdam than on other places?
Not particularly, no. I thought it was a very funny sentence because it doesn't really, it's just quite obvious or something.
Yeah, I guess it's a true sentence.
Yeah.
The moon is big.
It doesn't really make any sense, you know.
I mean, the sun is even bigger, but the moon is big. Yeah, that's always true. I didn't have the chance to really to study your lyrics because I had no booklet, you know, or in the internet I didn't find the lyrics. But what would you say? What role do the lyrics play for your songs?
For that song or for...
For the whole record, in the whole record or your music?
Well, it's kind of easier now, as I'm looking back on it, to see what it was all about. They all tend to be different kind of stories, I guess. The Moon is Big is kind of like a thing about the end of the Earth or something, about things coming to an end. And there's a lot of stuff in about people going mad, and people going mad about... because you've got to go to your work, to your crappy job, kind of like daily stuff I had to deal with, really. It's a lot of personal things, but always a little bit of humor in there,
mm-hmm.
or at least something for me to laugh about.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I guess a lot of it's just about where I was at that point in my life. So... And a lot of stuff is funny as well, like the song God Is Dead. I mean, that's quite funny to me.
Is it a personal song, God Is Dead?
No, I never believed in God.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like what I'd see around me. Like people would be in these religious families and then they'd decide to tell their parents that they were not going to live the same life as their parents did. It's kind of like saying God is dead. It's not a typical Nietzsche kind of sense thing, but I just thought it was very funny because it's a very poppy tune, and it just fits the lyrics perfectly. It doesn't really, it's not meant in an offensive way or anything, just in a funny way. But those are kind of things I think are funny, and then I run with that.
Mm. It's like the moon is big, then you say God is dead. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I read and I found it ridiculous that people thought you would be a satanistic band or something like this because of this title. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, which is true. We all are.
Okay. You are eating rats on stage or what?
Yes. Okay. We're eating rat stew on stage. I'm promoting Satan.
Mm.
Yeah, this is quite funny because people think people are really easily misled, and it's kind of interesting to see how people react to those kind of things, even if that's not ever the intention of what you're doing.
Mm.
Still, it's quite weird to see people kind of react. We had these tote bags made with God is Dead on them, and they were quite popular, and t-shirts with God is Dead just because of the song. But a lot of people tend to come up to you on the streets and say, what the fuck are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like a weird thing for us, because we're just like, oh, have you got no sense of humor at all? But, you know, I guess religious people are not very funny. They proved that yesterday in France, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
But so, yeah.
Actually, it's quite sad because you know for sure yesterday some people killed innocent people in France because of religion.
Yeah,
probably. Probably.
Yeah.
For their God is not dead at all. Would have been better if he would be dead.
I'd say religion is it's probably a historical fact that most problems have come from people fighting about religion. It's either about that or what else. I mean, there have been so many wars and things about religion, and it's all ridiculous because somebody made up some fairy story about there being somebody who judges us and who it's kind of like misleading. And I just think it's a pity that people, even if you tend to, if you want to believe in God, that's your thing. But just, you have to respect people who don't, and you have to allow people to be able to say what they want about those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ridiculous that people have been murdered because they just had a different opinion or thought something was funny when other people disagreed upon that. It would be like you making a funny drawing about me and I'd be really angry and shoot you. That doesn't really make any sense, does it?
No, for me it does not. But for many people it does completely sense to kill other people, therefore.
Yeah. But I think everybody should be free to, you know, do whatever they want as long as they don't bother other... As long as they don't, as long as they do accept that people are allowed to think different about those things. Definitely.
Okay, let's come to the funny stuff again, or the better mood at least. The song La 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 La, yeah, it fits quite well now. It's maybe the funniest, and also the video clip, it's really funny. So in this clip you are all coffin bearers and you are walking with your coffin through, I guess, Rotterdam again.
Yeah.
And you end in a pub drinking beer and having fun. So is this your answer on everything?
Yeah.
The answer to death maybe as well.
It's probably a very Irish thing as well.
Yes.
Because in Ireland, when somebody dies, they tend to celebrate it more or less instead of being very miserable about it. So... if somebody would die, they'd all end up in the pub telling stories and drinking instead of... in Holland, it would be more like you'd end by having a piece of cake and a cup of coffee. And everybody would be really quiet and miserable and not really talking about anything, which I kind of think is funny as well.
It's the same thing in Germany. We just drink coffee and are sad.
Yeah, because I experienced the Irish funerals, it's really weird for me to see how those things happen in Holland, because it kind of feels like you can't really express yourself. I mean, it's a good thing to celebrate somebody's death instead of, I can understand people are very sad, and celebration sounds a bit weird, but maybe it's more or less to be able to deal with it. It's good to kind of not sit there and cry too much.
Mm.
Or not say anything. You're better off crying than not saying anything.
Yeah.
But, the song is, the video is very, it's kind of, we really wanted to make a really bad video. Like a very amateuristic attempt on making a video.
But who died? Is somebody in the coffin?
That's a secret.
Okay.
No, nobody died really. But I don't know if there's someone in the coffin.
I don't know. I couldn't see it if there was somebody in there.
Okay. I can't tell, sorry.
Another quite interesting song, the last one. It's called Jazz. It's 9 minutes long. So it's quite long for a rock band. It's more like the psychedelic stuff from the 70s.
Yeah, it's different. It's probably more like the direction that the band would move, that we want to move into or are moving into more than the other songs on the record, which is it's a longer song, and it just developed that way. And I guess it's our favorite song off the record personally.
Do you play it on tour?
Yes, that one we do.
The last one always?
Yeah, well, not as the last song, but we always tend to play that. It's one of the few songs that we always play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good song to play live. It's very lively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has different moods.
Sorry?
It has different moods.
Yeah.
In there.
Different yeah, and a parts. Lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always important.
Yeah.
I think one of the first times we actually played it must have been in a place called Darmstadt, where we just were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been one of the first times we just had the song and we played it there. So yeah, that okay. must have been a good few years ago.
Okay, so we can listen to jazz and many other songs of you again on Saturday, the 10th yes. of January. In the Slow Club in Freiburg. We are all looking forward. And yeah, we are looking forward as well for your debut record, which cool. will be released in some weeks, and we will play it in our radio station, of course.
That's really cool. I hope you'll enjoy it and think it's as funny as I do.
Yeah, yeah. And if your second record is ready, let us know.
All right, and will do.
I really hope you will come again to Germany, especially to Freiburg.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Freiburg, so hopefully it will be as cool as I think it will be.
I hope so as well. I'm quite sure.
Oh,
okay,
good.
David, I thank you so much for this conversation. Quite long, but yeah, I hope.
Yeah, I hope you've got some answers you can use, and thanks for ringing me.
Yeah,
so.
You're welcome. So... Have fun, take care, and see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.